With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I brought in the expert Amaya Atucha. She's an extension specialist and associate professor at UW-Madison, and she focuses in on fruit trees and fruit production. One of the items we talked about was pruning your fruit trees. She said to visualize and consider where that sunlight is shining on your fruit tree or bush and make sure you're pruning with a purpose and getting rid of extra limbs that might be blocking that sunlight.
Look at a tree and say, okay, where can I prune? Where can I make a cut here that is really going to increase light? If I remove this limb, is it going to really open up the canopy? And those are the kind of things that people have to look into. And we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics. I know you have a specific question about what not to do, and I'll follow up on that.
Okay. Can you share the fundamentals of pruning fruit trees?
We have two times of the year where you can prune. And so traditionally, people always think about pruning in the winter. It's what we call the dormant pruning. But we can also prune in the summer. Okay, those are two different times during the year that we can prune. So let's talk a little bit about winter pruning. When we're doing winter pruning is where we really want to do maybe some of those bigger cuts. We really want to remove maybe some limbs that are, you know, growing inside the canopy that are blocking some of that light. We can take out some of these big pieces. And when we do this kind of pruning in the winter, what usually happens is that in the area where you cut, when you make that cut, that area is a little bit invigorated. And then we ended up having, especially when we do thick cuts that we remove big branches, we ended up having a lot of regrowth in exactly that area where we made the cut. And so a lot of people are going to say like, oh yes, when I do, you know, maybe some of the top work on my trees and I cut, then I see all of these regrowths, all of these suckers growing that afterwards I have to come back and prune all over again. So that's some of the responses that we get for the winter pruning. But the winter pruning is great because during that time, the tree's dormant. So anything that we remove, it's not really going to affect the tree. Well, when we do pruning in the summer, and this is a very, very important thing that I want, you know, listeners to understand, when we do pruning in the summer, you are debilitating the tree because you're removing active growth and leaves that are producing photosynthesis and feeding the tree. So if you're taking them away, you're sort of, you know, debilitating them. That's why things that we want to prune during the summer are things that we actually don't want them to regrow. Like, for example, suckers. Or when we have water sprouts that are coming from the base of our tree, that's the perfect timing to remove them because by removing them at that time, they will not regrow. You're debilitating the tree.
That was insight from Amaya Atucha, an extension specialist with UW-Madison. And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.